So, Rob, I'm just imagining I'm a French soldier, one of the infantry. I've got thousands of my mates, each side of me. Used to winning. And just going up that hill, I wonder what Wellington's got in store for us on the other side.
Yeah, well, not what Napoleon's expecting. Napoleon is used to winning against the conscript forces of the European armies, and he's expecting his artillery barrage has already demoralised the enemy forces, so that when you crest the ridge line, you're going to be able to deploy into line and destroy the enemy in front of you, who are already on the point of breaking. However, you're facing the British army, which is the only professional army in Europe during the Napoleonic Wars, and which is incredibly well drilled.
So, Charlie, this is... I guess it's nothing new to you, modern-day soldier drill.
When we're in the field, when we fight, we employ at the very lowest level drills. And so a section battle drill encompasses everything that you do from the moment you come under fire through to fighting through and clearing the enemy position. It's a one word of command from which a number of actions happen. And it's the same as we see here. And it's designed to remove conscious thought, because the people will be tired, they'll be scared, they'll be under pressure, there'll be a lot of noise and distractions. And if you can have something sort of almost in your muscle memory that you've practiced and practiced and practiced, it means you don't have to think.
So we're like modern day robots. Everyone knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Just gets on with it. So I think the minute we don't do it is when something goes wrong.
Yeah.
And when it all goes belly up,
yeah,
that individual that's seen something forgets what he's doing as that drill will cost their life.
So with the drill, how does that help you cope with fear? How do you address that?
It's the fear that keeps you sparking.
Yeah.
It's the thing that makes you look out for disturbed command-wise and pulls out things like out of the ordinary. It's that fear that keeps that in the back of your mind all the time. And it works in hand-in-hand with the drill as well. Because if you sort of be a bit blasé about the fear, you then become slack on the drills, like we alluded to earlier, and that's when mistakes start to get made and things start to go wrong.